Shalom, Australia. Israel celebrated 68 years of independence this past week and also mourned the soldiers and victims of terrorism and war whose lives have been sacrificed in this achievement. On Tuesday afternoon, places of entertainment closed down. On Tuesday night, memorial ceremonies were held throughout the country. Defence Minister Moshe Yaalon on Wednesday urged soldiers to show restraint, uphold their values, and not lose their heads even in the heat of fighting. Yaalon spoke moments after the country observed a two-minute moment of silence, accompanied by a siren. Ceremonies were held at military cemeteries across the country on Wednesday morning as politicians, mourners and others paid tribute to the 23,447 fallen men and women who have died in uniform or as victims of terror attacks since 1880. At the main state memorial service in Jerusalem's Mount Herzl Military Cemetery, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke of his own family's loss. "We, the members of bereaved families, don't need Memorial Day to remember our beloved ones, but on this day, Memorial Day, the entire nation is with us, embracing us with love." On Wednesday night, as Israel transitioned from solemn Memorial Day to Independence Day, performers entertained crowds throughout the night. Hundreds of thousands took part in street celebrations in cities throughout the country. Fireworks shows, including the largest one held on Mount Herzl in Jerusalem, lit up the skies. The official ceremony at Mount Herzl was led by Knesset Speaker Yuli Yoel Edelstein. 12 torches representing the 12 tribes of Israel were lit by leading citizens. Father Gabriel Nadaf was allowed to light a torch to honour his work in convincing members of the Christian Arab community to serve in the IDF, despite claims of sexual abuse against him by some of those soldiers. Thursday's daytime celebrations officially began with a ceremony at President Reuven Rivlin's residence in Jerusalem, which was attended by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, IDF Chief of Staff Gadi Eisenkot, and Defence Minister Moshe Yaalon. Former President Shimon Peres was also present at the event with VIPs and political leaders, and the President awarded the Army's annual citations for distinguished service to 120 deserving soldiers. Israelis were treated to IAF flyovers as combat planes passed over most of the major cities and towns in the morning. About 150,000 people celebrated in national parks, with an untold number of thousands at beaches, at IDF bases, and some 35,000 at the Sea of Galilee. Its beaches were filled to overflowing capacity from Wednesday night, as thousands spent the night there in anticipation of the celebrations. At another tradition of the day, Elkanah Friedman, a 14-year-old student at the B'nai Tzvi Yeshiva in Bet El, took first place in the International Bible Quiz, while Tehila Mattis, a resident of Rehovot and student at Ulpanat HaRav Baharan, took second. Australia's Rivka Hershovitz from Moriah College was a finalist on the televised event. The thousands of Arab-Israeli protesters marched in favour of a right to return for millions of Palestinians on Thursday as Israel celebrated Independence Day. Two Israeli women in their 80s were stabbed by masked assailants at the Tayelet in the Talpiot area of Jerusalem early on Tuesday. The senior citizens were strolling with a group in the peace forest when they were set upon from behind and two were stabbed. They were taken to hospital in a moderate condition. One of the victims is a Holocaust survivor. The attackers fled to the nearby East Jerusalem neighborhood of Jabal Makalba. An IDF officer was seriously injured on Tuesday night when four pipe bombs detonated near him at a West Bank checkout outside the Palestinian village of Hizma, north of Jerusalem. The death of Mustafa Badruddini, the senior Hezbollah leader killed in Damascus on Thursday night, is not being blamed on Israel. In an official statement on Friday morning, Hezbollah said that an initial investigation shows that Mustafa Badruddini was killed as a result of a large explosion at one of our bases near the Damascus International Airport. We're conducting an investigation to find out the circumstances of the explosion. Early reports on Al-Mayadeen, a website affiliated with Hezbollah, to the effect that Badruddini was killed in an Israeli airstrike, were subsequently taken down. French Prime Minister apologised to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu this week for voting for a UNESCO resolution that spoke of occupied Palestine and made no mention of historic Jewish ties to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The resolution condemned Israeli aggressions and illegal measures against the freedom of worship and Muslims' access to their holy site. The French Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, said the UNESCO resolution was clumsy and unfortunate and should have been avoided. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu sent a strongly worded message to French President François Hollande to condemn Paris's support, days before the French leadership apologised for the vote. Netanyahu said, "While we have no illusions as to the UN's commitment to truth or decency, we were honestly astounded to see our French friends raise their hands in favour of this shameful resolution." France was among the 33 countries that backed the resolution in the 58-member body. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault arrived in Jerusalem yesterday ahead of his Prime Minister's visit later this month in a bid to persuade Netanyahu to accept France's efforts to engineer a peace deal between Israel and the Palestinians based on the two-state solution. The UNESCO vote has done little to convince Israel that the French can be honest brokers. In addition, Prime Minister Netanyahu has repeatedly said that only face-to-face negotiations with the Palestinians can lead to a settlement. Police arrested over a dozen right-wing activists in the Old City of Jerusalem on Thursday evening towards the end of Yom HaTzmaut as they tried to hold an illegal march to the Temple Mount and keep others from reaching the area. The police commanding officer at the scene called on marchers making their way from the centre of town to the Temple Mount to disperse, as the event was taking place illegally. When the marchers refused, 5 were arrested and later another 10 people were arrested as they formed a human chain at the Damascus Gate entrance to the Old City to try to keep Muslims from entering the area. Earlier on Thursday, several dozen Arabs from northern Israel, affiliated with the Islamic movement, came to Jerusalem and also planned to march at the Temple Mount. The march wasn't approved and the participants returned home. Opposition leader and Zionist Union head Yitzhak Herzog on Thursday sought to dispel rumours that the party was on the brink of joining the government coalition, saying talk of a breakthrough in negotiations was premature. Leading members of his Labour Party, including Shelley Yakimovich and faction partner Tzipi Livni, are opposed to joining the government under any conditions. Analysts say that Labour will only join if Naftali Bennett's Beit Yehudi party is removed from the government and the ministries it currently controls given to them. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from a steaming hot Jerusalem.